Hello and welcome to a very, very special spooky episode of OKC Over Easy. Today, my guest is Bryce Waller.
Hey there.
Hey. Bryce has been on two episodes before.
I'm trying to set the record. I'm trying to break the record.
It's hard meeting new people and like putting them on.
Yeah.
And like I have to like, I don't know. It's just, I love it. It's my favorite thing about doing the podcast is meeting new people. But like sometimes it's just fun to like chill with your friend. So today, this is a special episode. Like I didn't tell anybody that I was going to come out.
Yeah.
And it's Halloween. So I feel really spooky. I also feel really like a Scorpio.
Yeah,
I mean, have so much energy right now.
It's the best time of year.
It is my favorite time of year. I'm in the middle of Halloween costumes. I had my first Halloween costume last night, and then tonight I'll be regaling in two more costumes. So
we're all ready.
We're
all so excited.
It's like I want to be one of those people that have their house decorated like Modern Family.
Right.
Like, you know, I like, that is one of my, like, life goals,
sure.
Probably. So today we're going to talk about all Halloween-themed stuff. So I think we're going to start with the first segment, Eat of the Week. And right before we pressed record, I was like, I think my Eat of the Week is going to be biscuits. And Bryce is like, I love biscuits. They're like, you know, like, the biscuits that are, like, kind of like cookies, but aren't that sweet. And he was like, oh, no, I'm talking about, like, real
like
biscuits.
Like, biscuits.
So let's talk about both of those. This new trend of, like, English biscuits coming out, like the Belvita breakfast cracker biscuit thing. And when I went to Chicago on my – do you do this? Like, when you go on a plane, you have, like, a bag full of, like, granola bars and snacks.
No, not really.
But I, like, always have, like, I guess it's because my parents did it,
yeah.
But I always have, like, a Ziploc bag full of, like, granola bars and, like, nuts and, like, in case I need to eat something.
In case.
Just in case.
You
and
never
it,
know.
It really works out very well every single time. But I got these biscuits that were almond butter filled. So,
ooh.
I mean, they tasted like a cookie, but they're marketing them.
Sure.
But they're, like, not as sweet. Have you had any of those? I know I was looking at your cabinet.
I don't think I've had the almond butter ones.
Oh, okay. They're good.
They sound good.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
So I recommend getting that. I think it was, like, Nature Valley or something, but it's, like, an almond butter-filled cracker cookie biscuit. and then real biscuits. What's your favorite kind of, where do you get your biscuits
from?
Real
biscuits. I mean, like, fast food biscuits.
There you go.
Like
honey butter chicken biscuit.
Honey butter chicken biscuit. The Chick-fil-A biscuit. The McDonald's biscuit is iconic.
I like the McGriddle, though.
I don't know. I don't really...
You don't like sweet and savory?
I don't really... Yeah, I do. I just don't really go for the McGriddle.
Have you had the Waffle Champion biscuit truck?
I have not.
Every time I try to get it, it's like they're out of chicken they're not... There's a line or whatever. I love biscuits.
I love biscuits. My dad always made biscuits.
Brahms biscuits and gravy.
Brahms biscuits, yeah.
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 Biscuits and gravy is just like a good standby type thing.
Sometimes you need it.
So go eat yourself a real biscuit and then a cookie biscuit. That's my eat of the week. Grocery gab this week. I feel like I've just been talking about grocery stores so much, so I just googled what's going on in grocery stores, and Amazon is opening 2,000 grocery stores in the next 10 years. Why do you hate it?
Because
it's going to be so convenient.
Do we really need another monopoly, though?
No.
I mean, they're already, like, the only online retailer.
I know,
so we want them to be the only physical...
That's
like...
Sometimes I do need a monopoly. Does that make sense? Like, sometimes I'm like... I really need this to be super convenient for me at this moment. Whenever I grocery shop, I do try to go to, like, local grocery stores, like Urban Agrarian or, like, what have you, and get, like, that fresh. But sometimes I'm like, I can't drive all the way over to the farmer's market district. I'm going to need to put all my grocery items in a cart, check it out at Walmart, drive up to Walmart, have them put all the groceries in my car.
And surely that would be what Amazon would do, right?
Yeah.
Like, it would work with their app.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
If I can't understand them not doing that. But yeah, I I don't know. Amazon is like a kind of a garbage company, right?
I mean,
there's like a lot of stuff about Amazon that
yeah.
is controversial, but I think that's going to happen with as a company is as big as it is.
Yeah, and I guess it's like they are better than a lot of other like big box mm-hmm. retailers.
Like Walmart.
I would definitely go to the Amazon store over that.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they're going to try to do, like, now that they're getting into food, if they're going to try to do, like, a spinoff off of, like, Blue Apron.
Right.
And have, like, the meals prepackaged for you.
And put everyone out of business.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually pretty genius. What if they did do that? Like, what if they had...
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. We have all the ingredients. You just... We have a subscription service, and then we just, like, send it to you.
I'm sure they will.
Damn.
And they're definitely listening, so... That was that.
Obama's listening to this too, right? Aren't you?
Obama.
Obama follows me on Twitter. Did you know that?
I mean, I'm not surprised. Does Ellen follow you too?
I don't think Ellen follows me. Mm. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But whenever I go to somebody's Twitter profile and it's like Obama follows them, I'm like, yeah, solidarity.
You're like, yeah, we were there in 2008.
Yeah, I was. I started my Twitter account in 2007.
I don't know anymore.
It doesn't say on your profile anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. So Twitter's going downhill too, though, right?
I can't.
It's our
I can't
favorite.
Lose Twitter.
Yeah. We already lost Vine. But we talked about the whole Vine thing on Bryce's podcast, which is posting the same day today. I'm on there. So you need to go give it a follow, give it a listen, give it a like, and a review. And also give my podcast a review because nobody has done that. Probably because I said I would go eat somewhere and then talk about it, and right. then I never did. So, yeah, it's called Screaming with Bryce, and his Twitter is Screaming Bryce. So go on there and follow and listen. Because we're collabing right now.
We're collabing.
So this is going to be kind of a short episode, but we did our segments at the beginning, and then... We're going to talk about Halloween, I think.
Yeah,
just
totally.
Like the entire
Let's
time.
Let's do it.
First of all, I have to get it off my chest that Halloween is my favorite holiday. For my entire life, it's always been.
Right.
Because my birthday is so close to it.
Yeah, mine too. Scorpios. I mean, Scorpios.
And we're Scorpios, so we're, like, passionate. And we also, like, love the kind of macabre, like, spooky things. Bryce and I and our friend Sarah celebrate Februine. So it's basically like we have two Halloween. We should
right.
have a Februine party.
We really should.
That would be really fun.
And she'll be here.
Oh.
We should do a Februine party.
Okay. I can host.
Because then I'll like allow my horror movie for the year.
We can like have a horror movie on the background. It'll be like just like a Halloween party. So this year, I want to decorate my house like crazy, but I always lose all my holiday decorations. I like throw them away or don't know
yeah.
where they go. So
right.
all I have is like a wreath and some ghosts. But I have three costumes this year. Usually I do two or three, and they're all Snapchat filters. And people
That's
are,
fun.
My friend Reagan was like, how did you get all this stuff? I was like, I start working on it in like September.
Yeah.
So it's my fave. But I want
How was the reception for the first one?
Half and half. They were like, are you a goddess? Which I'm like, guess, but I'm also a Snapchat filter.
I see.
But there was another Snapchat filter at the party.
Oh.
It was the one, with the glasses and the, like, the, rainbow, like, cloud. It was, like, a not very
It was
well
on for, like, 2 days.
That's how my bunny one I feel like is gonna be like, because I was the gold butterfly filter last night taking my dog to a pooch parade. We're gonna be the dog filters, and it's my favorite thing ever. And then tonight I'm gonna be the like sparkly bunny mask filter, which
right.
isn't really a well-known one, but I think if you're into Snapchat you'll know it,
and if you follow Mallory, because she really really took to that one.
It was my favorite.
Yeah.
I was showing some. I had, like, taken a picture of it so I could do my makeup. Like, I had taken a photo of me in it so I could do my makeup like it before it went away. And I was showing someone. They're like, how'd you get your eyes so big? I was
yeah.
like, that's false.
It's probably the filter.
But the best, one of the best things about Halloween is candy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Halloween candy. I need you to
let's
rank.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I, like, sprung it on you. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just, like, start with, like, a breather question. What do you think about candy corn?
I think that candy corn should have never been created.
What? You hate candy corn?
It's trash food.
I love candy corn, especially the chocolate candy
corn. I am suggesting that when you post this episode, do a poll on your Twitter okay, whether you do or do not like candy corn, because I need to hear from my people. Candy corn's disgusting.
Why?
It's not good.
It's so good.
It's just sugar.
I know, but it's like festive. And, like,
and it's probably not even sugar. It's like high fructose corn syrup. You know it is.
You're going to die because I'm about to ask you like a follow-up question, and you're going to be like, no, this is garbage. The pumpkins.
Okay, no. I would, like, if I ever did, I would eat the pumpkins over the candy corn.
Really?
But I don't like either. I don't like any of them. I don't like it.
I always buy a bag or two, you know.
Of candy corn. 2 bags of candy corn. Like, what do you do with it?
You eat it. And it lasts until, like, it's...
Yeah, it lasts forever. It's like honey. You'll find it in, like, ancient burial tombs for years.
It's festive through, like, Black Friday, you know? Because it's, like, not specific, really, to Halloween. Right. It's, like, more fall. But, yeah, I mean, I haven't bought a bag this year, but right. I'm waiting for Tuesday.
Sure.
So I can get it all 50% off.
It's tight, and then there's a place for just that, like, authentic. Yeah. Yeah.
Coming from D.C., it seems like I say this with love, but every place that tried to open, I mean, Korean, Vietnamese, Mexican, no matter, it was, like, fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't always need the fancy version. Mm-hmm. Just give me the basics.
I don't need... Well. Barrios, I will bleep that name out because I do not speak their name on my podcast. We don't need Barrios. We need Chilinos. We need Ted's. We need that, like,
agreed.
Tex-Mex, like, just, you know that cheese has been sitting there all day. But you still eat it. You're fine. So you guys came in with a grocery bag. You're very prepared to talk about grocery gab. I am very interested in your differences. So are you from DC?
Where are you from? I lived in the DC area for about 18 years, I guess. So I moved there when I was in high school.
Okay.
Before that I was living in Jersey. So I grew up most of my life in Jersey. So definitely an East Coast boy. But yeah, we were coming to Oklahoma City for probably 5 or 6 years, you know, like while we were dating. So the move here was like, you know, so many people are like, oh, it must have been such a shock, you know, coming from D.C. to Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. I was like, I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah.
It was not like, you know, I just like saw the picture online and I was like, okay, let's do it. You know, we'd been here before. We've been around. Yeah. Like, so it was cool. But yeah, I've lived all over, as well, even before Jersey. I was actually born in England.
Okay.
Which is an interesting little factoid I like to flaunt.
Interesting facts about Tom. Welcome to interesting facts about Tom.
I was born on Christmas Eve in Wimbledon, England.
So, ooh.
That's always a cool story.
Christmas baby. So where do you grocery shop here, and what are the differences between DC grocery shopping and Oklahoma City grocery shopping?
So many differences. I think the thing we miss most is, I mean... just having to drive to a grocery store is a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do that all the time when I lived here before, but some stroke of luck, we lived above a grocery store in the last place we lived in DC. We used to live directly across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Both times it was Safeway. Like,
yeah.
Not like the best grocery store, but
it got the job
done. Yeah. And if you forget something, or you don't have to go and get all of your stuff at one time. For me, that's so overwhelming because I always forget things.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's no wine yet.
Right.
So that is a major difference.
Yeah. And that's like my mind is going to be.
Have you lived here your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Like when I first moved to Virginia, back then I didn't know that much about wine. Now I like to think I.
I know nothing.
But I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like wine and beer. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we have beer, but it's not real beer.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's the biggest, like to me, just having to get in the car. A grocery shopping experience can take over an hour, and that just, like...
Yeah, you don't like it.
It's too much work.
Okay.
So we've been doing more, like, meal boxes because we're literally so lazy.
Okay, okay.
But
so what meal boxes do you do?
We've experimented with a lot. Lately, okay. We're trying Home Chef because they have more low-carb options than a lot of the other ones. And Gobble's okay because it's faster.
Okay.
So, like, his coworker recommended that one. You can do it in, like, 15 minutes, so they're good. We both work from home, so they're actually good to, like, throw together for lunch.
What do you guys do? Like, you don't have to say, like, if you're, like, in the secret government, but I just like to know, because the Tasty Escape is your blog, your like, your side hustle, right? Something that you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. But what do you do for, like, a living? Because I work in oil and gas, which is the opposite of food blogging. Yeah.
I have a lot of family in oil and gas.
Okay.
I do marketing. So I do digital marketing for a sales consulting firm. They're based in Arkansas, so sometimes I go out to Little Rock, but most of the time we just work from home.
I work in government contracting. It's boring.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, my job is boring too. I'm, like, I start explaining it, people's eyes glaze over.
No. I would go into it.
Yeah. Okay. So you kind of, well, I'll have to pick your brain a little bit when we talk about the blog, because you probably have that, like, marketing mindset.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely some overlap there.
Yeah. So grocery shopping, let's get back to that. Where do you guys go here?
Most of the time we'll split between Trader Joe's and Whole Foods because it's easy to get to from right down here. Mm-hmm. Whole Foods steals our money, so like we try not to go. But they've started that new Prime app where you can get... Mm-hmm. But it really isn't that.
It's like 10% off.
Yeah, 10% off some stuff.
Which is basically tax.
Right.
Yeah, it's like 10% off things that are already on sale, which is nice. But yeah, I mean, I feel like
grocery bag is from the homeland on 18th.
Oh, Lord.
Because we thought my brother and sister-in-law live over there, and she's hated that grocery store for as long. But it's getting closer. So we thought, like, we'd go check it out. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It's still
bad. Like,
yeah, the remodel is not all the way there. Yeah, like, I mean, it looks nicer.
It looks like
they're
going to
finish it. But
we got some protein greens. Have you tried those?
No, what's that?
I'm not really sure. Something about pea
protein. Pea cycling. I loved Colin at Moxie Ride, and then now I work at Gulfport, and I love Annie. I'm like, you're my best friend. Let's work out together. So it's like, you definitely get attached to your teachers for sure. And if you have one that rubs you the wrong way, then just try somebody else. Yeah. I wanted to go back to the Simon Says.
Yes.
I love your classes. You can go really fast. So it is like you're just focusing. Okay, well, what did she say now? And what are we going to do next? And what did we do before that is going to translate into doing something next? And it's really, really nice. To get your mind off of everything. Mm-hmm. So you'll go in and you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. The class is like suited for you to get that meditation, when meditation is really hard when you're just sitting there and you have your Headspace app on your phone and you're like, okay, but I'm thinking about everything else. So
I agree.
If you are interested in kind of that, it's almost an act of self-love too. Like, all workouts are, but this with yoga, it's definitely like you feel it afterwards.
Yes.
Because
you get to know yourself really well.
Yes. Because with, I don't know, cycling or maybe a boot camp class or whatever, I'm usually just like laughing with my friends, like doing whatever. But with yoga, it's very, very
it's
internal.
Personal.
Yeah, it's personal. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people are uncomfortable with who they are.
This is true too.
Like,
you get the energy from the people around you and the vibes they put off, but it's so individual. It's such a personal practice.
Yeah.
And that's another big thing that people say when they've never done yoga. Mm. I'm going to feel so stupid. Like, everybody's going to be looking at me and thinking how dumb I look.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be really, really bad at this. And I'm like, look, nobody is going to look at you.
Yeah.
Everybody is focusing on what they're doing because you have to stay present on yourself.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're going to lose that connection to the practice.
Mm-hmm.
And most people, after that first time they go, they're like, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to go to yoga, they have yoga classes at the Yoga Box.
Yes.
So you can go on the website and you're on the Mindbody app too.
We are on Mindbody,
which is what I use to book my classes. Mm-hmm. So try a class and try Hailey's class.
Yes.
Go see her. At least you guys are, I'm spoiled on you guys. So like sometimes I'm like, Maybe I don't want to go if it's not
understandable.
I know. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, I guess, the food side of things. And I wrote in the Google Doc, like, let's talk about being an RD. And you're like, remember I told you yesterday I'm not an RD. But since you know Sarah Hache, I was like associating that.
Yeah.
So you went and got your dietetics degree. One question before we get into that. Did you ever, were you ever like, I want to be a chef, like in a restaurant or in the food industry?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't really interested in that side of it. Like, uh-huh. I didn't want to be like a formal, like French trained.
Right. Like, I just. Le Cordon Bleu or whatever.
Yeah. I didn't. Just like, no. And I didn't like that like complicated side of food.
It's also.
I'll leave that to the other people.
Yeah. It's also a very distinct and hard lifestyle.
Very. And the pay is not good. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times your creativity is strained because mm-hmm. of the ownership of the restaurant mm-hmm. or. Yeah. Money or so you get so many things.
You get to develop your own recipes. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your decision not to become an RD, but you have your bachelor's in
dietetics. So I got my bachelor's in dietetics from UCO. And at UCO, we only have one nutrition degree.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that degree sets you up to be an RD mm-hmm. and it sets you up to take that test to be the RD.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very difficult, the curriculum. I mm-hmm. mean, I think we took every chemistry class besides one
mm-hmm.
that they offer at UCO.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of science involved and it's very rigorous. And mm-hmm. for some people, they really excel in that. I've always been, I mean, I'm not like stupid, but right. I also have to study, you know, yeah. and nothing like that ever comes easy to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to pass these classes and do good in mm-hmm. some of them. But in the end, when I figured out, you know, what the process was going to be. So after you graduate with this degree, you then have to go and do a 1200 hour unpaid internship.
Right.
And then once you finish that, you're able to sit for the RD exam.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if you're an RD, most likely you're going to work in a clinical setting. Mm-hmm. So you're going to work in a hospital or some type of clinic where you're counseling people on specific types of diets mm-hmm. for diabetes or heart disease, things like that. And I knew, like, when we had one class, I can't remember what it was called, but we talked about a lot of the things that clinical dietitians do.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the like main things we talked about was how to calculate feeding tube formulas.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm not doing this. There's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. I'm the type of person, like, I would never see myself sitting at a desk in a hospital calculating mm-hmm. like this feeding tube formula mm-hmm. and how much protein this person needs and how many carbohydrates they need. It's like, this isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I graduated, I was like, I could, if I really wanted to be an RD, I was going to have to take some very extreme measures to get mm-hmm. me there. I would have had to retake some of like the general chemistry classes I took when I was probably 19 or 20,
mm-hmm.
which did not sound appealing mm-hmm. to me at all. I also would have had, I was 26 at this time mm-hmm. because I'd already graduated with one degree. Took me 4 more years to graduate with that second degree mm-hmm. because I did it part time.
Yeah.
So then I would have had to take another year of my life mm-hmm. to work for free.
For free. And unpaid internships are insane to me.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But it's more getting into like the medical field.
Right. Side exactly. Of things. Exactly. Yeah. It was a very, very clinical setting. Mm-hmm. And you're just kind of going by these guidelines set by the government on what people are supposed to eat in these certain scenarios.
Right.
And I just, it didn't pique my interest.
The government is not really the best. Like, it's not.
Yeah, well, and these guidelines are so generic that it's like, you know, it's, the guidelines may be perfectly fine, mm-hmm. but the food that they have to put in these guidelines is not of good quality.
I listened to this conspiracy theories podcast and they talked about how the government in saturated fat, like the mm-hmm. way that they have written their guidelines to say it's good or say it's bad, it's like that's what everybody pays attention to, and it's not the fact of real good food is like good for you. You know what I'm saying? It's right. Like it's getting everything. There's so much money tied up in food, and there's so much money tied up in diet culture and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. I'm really, and me and Cindy Munson talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. We've really been getting into like just eating real food.
And that's exactly what I do, Mallory. Yeah. And that's what I'm all about. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is in my whole degree and our whole class, like there was only like a few of us, like maybe less than five, who were interested in cooking food.
Yeah.
Most of the people in my program did not care to ever cook food mm-hmm. or talk about that side of it. They just wanted to work in a clinical setting. So mm-hmm. it was definitely something different, but there is a lot of food preparation included in our degree. Mm-hmm. So we do learn a lot about that side. And we also learn a lot about guidelines in the health department mm-hmm. and what it means to have a commercial kitchen and mm-hmm. what you have to do so. So
I would go eat at the little cafe yes. on Tuesdays and Thursdays, yes. which I'm sure they still have at UCO.
But that was really helpful too, because yeah. for me, especially now that I have my own kitchen, uh-huh. I already knew the guidelines that I was supposed to meet in mm-hmm. order to keep it open and have my inspections pass and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But having a degree in dietetics, I feel very, very strongly mm-hmm. about having a moderate, well-balanced diet. Mm-hmm. I'm not into fads. I mm-hmm. hate diets. Mm-hmm. I hate all these trends that mm-hmm. go around mm-hmm. that have these extreme measures. Mm-hmm. I hate that half the population wants to be gluten-free for no apparent reason.
Right, yeah.
I hate that people think that gluten and dairy are causing them all this inflammation, mm-hmm. which I'm not saying it's not, but
yeah.
that was never a thing before. Right. And now that it's here, mm-hmm. everybody's freaking out mm-hmm. about all of the stuff, and there's too many carbs, and
yeah.
you're wanting to be in ketosis, which is completely unhealthy.
It's so terrible.
And wrong. Yeah. I mean, if you've ever taken a biochemistry class, mm-hmm. you know that ketones are bad.
There's a great episode of Science Versus that talks about the keto diet.
Okay, I'm gonna have to listen to it.
Yeah, it's awesome. They debunk it, obviously, but it's been around. Like, keto's been around forever, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily a good thing. It's to treat people with seizures or something
right.
like
it's,
that.
It's the diet is appropriate for very, very, very few people. Mm-hmm. And we develop these things medically in order to help people with things like epilepsy, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's not at all. It doesn't at all. Shouldn't be used for the public.
It's very interesting because I feel like diet culture and the fads and eating a whole thing of Halo Top, which I like posted this rant about, I'm not eating Halo Top anymore. Like, I'm going to eat real ice cream and I'm going to eat less of it. Like, but
yeah,
it's like,
because that stuff tastes like ice cream, like shaved ice.
I think I'm allergic to it too, because every time I eat it, I'm like,
I've only eaten it once, ugh. And I did not expect the texture uh-huh. that it has. I just like didn't yeah. expect it, and I ate it, and I was like, did I just eat air? Like flavored air?
It's so bad. But I'm like, the fact that I have in the past like just let myself get caught up in mm-hmm. like your worth is in your body in the mm-hmm. past, like. I know I've talked about this a lot, but in the past like in the past like year or so, I've gained 30 pounds. And part of it is, I guess, the anxiety medication and my mm-hmm. hormonal birth control and all that
yes.
mixed together. And I'm like, I'm eating a thing of Halo Top. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I love food and
yeah.
I'm letting myself get caught up in what my body looks like mm-hmm. instead of what it feels like. So right. it's like that has kind of been a new revelation in the past like month or so, which has been very helpful to me to making sure that I'm my healthiest all the time. So,
and like people want to know the trick, mm-hmm. you know, they want to know that magic, mm-hmm. that magic food or that magic diet that's mm-hmm. going to help you lose weight in mm-hmm. the fastest way possible.
Right.
And the truth is there's just no such thing. Mm-hmm. Having a balanced diet where mm-hmm. you eat a variety of foods in moderation mm-hmm. is the best thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. It's going to keep you healthy. Mm-hmm. It's going to keep you balanced, and it's going to allow you to still indulge in the things that you love and that make you happy.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Beer and pizza make me happy. Mm-hmm. I love pizza. It's honestly my favorite food.
Yeah.
And if I never got to eat pizza, or if I had to like count my freaking calories every time I eat pizza, it would not be enjoyable to me. Now, I don't eat it every day.
Right.
But that's the glory of it, is because I eat healthy, you know, most of the time. Mm-hmm. If I go out to eat, I'm going to eat whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It's like when you are on these programs, like when I was doing the macros or when I did Weight Watchers mm-hmm. for a second, it's like that's all your brain is thinking about. It's all you
think about. It takes over.
That's not healthy either.
It's not, because as soon as you put a restriction on yourself, guess what? You're going to want that thing more.
Yeah.
If you tell yourself, I'm not going to eat ice cream anymore, mm-hmm. you're going to crave ice cream from then on out.
I know. I'm having a real ice cream moment.
Yeah. Instead of saying like, okay, I'm going to have ice cream, but I'm only going to go to Brahms and get the single dip of ice cream like at the restaurant. I'm not mm-hmm. going to bring it home with me. I'm mm-hmm. not going to have a gallon in my freezer. You know,
you have to find out. You also have to find out, because I have had issues with, I guess, like disordered eating or binge eating or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to find out why you're eating.
Yeah.
Like, are you upset? Are you sad? Like, and how can you like treat yourself well? You
and
know?
I had that. I mean, I've had those same issues, too. And mm-hmm. in high school, I was really bad about like, I was always trying to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I've literally been the same size since I was probably 15. Mm-hmm. Like, I just grew into myself, and then that was it.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
I didn't really get a lot larger than that. But I always wanted to be smaller. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to have a six-pack. I remember when I was in high school thinking, I just really want a six-pack. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows why, but, like, that's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, you know, if I could lose enough weight, maybe mm-hmm. I could have a six-pack.
And that's the thing. What's that speech that's in the Beyonce song where she talks about like women always wanting to make themselves smaller, mm-hmm. like physically and mentally, and like, and being not being able to like speak out or whatever. And that always rings true whenever I think about like wanting to lose weight or wanting to be smaller. It's just, it's very interesting how our society works like that. And I know that there's a lot of people out there trying to kind of put out that body positivity and put out that eat real food. Don't, you know, eat healthy, but also in like you can indulge, you know. So I just, I think it's interesting. I've been following, I think it's like Love Your Body podcast. And then there's some new Instagram people that I followed that I'm like, okay, I like this. This is like giving me good vibes mm-hmm. in my feed. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's very interesting. And talking with you as someone that has had like a lot of experience in food, and I love mm-hmm. your philosophy of just like, just eat real food.
Moderation.
Yeah. Moderation.
And moderation.
Yesterday when you made your veggie
fried quinoa.
Fried quinoa. Mm-hmm. It was so good. I ate it in the car extremely mm-hmm. fast because I was very hungry. But mm-hmm. it was all real food. And a little
nothing crazy to it. I mean, soy sauce, simple.
A little sriracha, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she'll be sharing that on the blog this week as well. So make sure to go check out that recipe because it was super easy and really delicious. So. Yes. I think we're maybe out of time. Tell me just your favorite restaurants in the city, since I ask everyone.
So I always say I like to go, if I'm going to pay for food, I mm-hmm. like to go to places that like I wouldn't be able to make myself.
Okay.
Like this week I was really craving ramen mm-hmm. because it was cool and rainy and that's something that I could never make at home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I probably could, but it would take me a very large shopping trip to the Asian market. Yeah. And I'm not sure how I would know what to get there.
What ramen place did you go to?
I love Goro. Okay, that's my favorite.
Goro is so good.
Yeah, it's so good. So good. I love pizza as well. I like Empire.
Mm-hmm.
I like Hideaway, and there's one right by my house, but it's so freaking expensive.
Yeah.
But I really haven't. We don't eat there that often.
Okay.
You
should listen. I also did this. Series about pizza in Oklahoma City. About a year ago.
Yes, I would
a
like
lot
that
of
one.
Pizza. Yes. And my friend Emily from OKC Veggie did a best slice of cheese just recently. So she has more updated. But I'm a big sauced fan. In the Paseo.
Okay. I've been there. I don't go there a lot.
Uh-huh.
But I do like that place.
Yeah. You can get a slice.
Uh-huh.
You can also get a slice at Sam's. A Sam's slice.
I've had a few of those.
I like to cut it in two.
We love the wedge. Like, Jerry used to work for The Wedge for a long time, so we always like that. The prosciutto formaggi is just so good.
Love our favorite. Wedge salad too. They have great salads there.
They do have good salads.
So, okay, well, if people can find you, they can find you at the Yoga Box. So go visit her there.
Yes, I live there.
Get some food. But where do you want to promo online? That you want them to follow the Yoga Box Instagram? Instagram?
Yeah, our Instagram is really the best way to find out information on us and also links to our website if they want to do that. But I feel like that gives you the most up-to-date information.
It's the Yoga Box OKC. On what we're up to.
The Yoga Box OKC, and then we also have the Yoga Box Norman. If you live in Norman, you can check out that page.
My eyebrow girl is in Norman, and she's talking about yoga, and I recommended you guys to her. Good. So she was like, well, I didn't know there was a Yoga Box in Norman. I was like, gotta go.
You know, promotion is something that we've found is very difficult. And social media is great, but because of the algorithms they've placed on business accounts specifically, I feel like our pages just don't get seen anymore.
Yeah.
So that's been kind of a tough thing to like figure out, you know, how to mend that or how to move past it.
The algorithm, I have a business account for OKC or Easy. Yeah. The algorithm has always been very kind to me. So like whenever people are like, oh, my stuff doesn't get seen, I'm like, I don't think I have had that problem. Mm-hmm. I've always had like a pretty high engagement rate.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Because when you're looking at a page like yours, there's more engagement versus if you're looking at a yoga studio's post, you may look at it, but you may not click on it or comment on it or anything like that. So I think that's kind of the difference. It's a little
bit harder. Yeah.
And I try to like make the post specifically with that in mind, you know, thinking like I'm trying to like get people more involved.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's tough.
It's hard. It's hard. The social media part of it is hard. But word of mouth is always good. So
it's the best.
Yeah. So if you are interested in yoga, go visit the Yoga Box either in OKC or Norman. Yes. You can always find me at OKC Over Easy on Instagram. The new blog is overeasy.blog and OKCOverEasy.com goes there. And also crinklecutfries.com goes there. I bought that domain name a couple years ago. I'm always on the hunt for good domain names for cheap. Maybe one day Brahms will come to me and be like, can I have that? I'm going to buy that domain name from you. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, so find me there. And that's pretty much it. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to get your blog post up and also see you at work. So
yes.
We will talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.